This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands of people protested across France Saturday against the imposition of the health pass for a wide array of social venues, and the public outcry in the battles with a fourth wave of coronavirus infections coming about. It is a third weekend and row that people opposed to President Emmanuel Macron's new set of COVID-19 anti-COVID measures took to the streets in an unusual show of determination at this time of the year. The United States has joined the United Kingdom and Israel in accusing Iran of carrying out a deadly drone strike that killed two aboard a tanker off Oman. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made the announcement in a statement on Sunday. Blinken said, upon review of the available information, we are confident that Iran conducted this attack, which killed two innocent people using one-way explosives, a lethal capability it is increasingly employing throughout the region. He added that there was no justification for the attack, which follows a pattern of other attacks and other belligerent behavior. Iran earlier denied being involved. Israel's prime minister directly blamed Iran and made a veiled threat about retaliating. 6 months after seizing power from the elected government, Myanmar's military leader has declared himself prime minister and said he would lead the country under the extended state of emergency until elections are held in about 2 years. The state of emergency was declared when troops moved against the elected government of Aung